Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ and an apostle to the United States of America. This message is to my country. I pray they will humble themselves and hear what God is saying. Amen. America, America. I do love you. How I can pour my love out upon you. You are my chosen to bring forth the gospel in these days. America, America, you do not understand my love for a nation, for land, for mountains. For prairies. For ocean fronts. For beautiful beaches. And giant forest. America, America. You have not understood my love. Your founders came to America at my direction. They came at a time when the land was being prepared for them. Oh, I went before them and I cleared the land where they landed. I gave them peace. I gave them food. I brought them natives to teach them. To teach them how to fish, how to plant food in this country that I love. America, America, you do not understand my love for the great rivers of this country, nor the great lakes of your country, nor the great resources of your country that I created when I was creating the world. I created America for these days. But I brought ancestors, your ancestors, to this country. In the 1600s, I brought them. And they came with a name in their heart and in their mouth. And that name was Jesus. Jesus. Like no other name. No name like the name of Jesus. His name carries all of the authority in heaven and in earth and beneath the earth. That name was a simple name. He was a simple man. He was a carpenter. A carpenter who loved what he created. He loved men, women. Loved them all equal. He's not a respecter of person. He's not partial. But he's a man that laid down his life for America and the world. He laid down his life for every man and every woman because of his love. He was persecuted by his own people because of his love and his word. He's been persecuted in America by the Gentiles because of his love and his desire to do the Father's will. His name is Jesus. He was brought to your country. He was brought to America by your ancestors. They brought the name of Jesus. They didn't bring a complicated teaching. They brought the name of Jesus. They taught the name of Jesus. They did not bring my gospel because it was not time. Let it be revealed to your country. But they brought the name of Jesus. They brought that simple man's name. And that simple name. And they brought it because that man, Jesus, gave himself for the world. He laid down his life for his people. Fear not, little flock. It is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But that your ancestors did not bring the kingdom. They brought my name, said the Lord, a name despised of men, hated of men, but has all authority in heaven and in earth in it. And when your ancestors came to your country, America, they brought that name and they published it in every church, every Sunday school, every university, every college, every high school, every elementary school. They freely spoke the name of Jesus. By your founders, but by authority, that name of Jesus, that name, no other name like that name, no name with that kind, with that authority and that love, just the name of Jesus. And the inhabitants of America didn't have to know anything but the name of Jesus. That's all they needed to know. Just the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. It was published in your newspapers. It was published on your radios. It was published via television. It was published every place you would look, you would turn, the name of Jesus. And it was accepted by the inhabitants of your land, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. No name but the name of Jesus. But wicked men and wicked women enter into your society, into your country, and they taught you lies, and you believe their lies. They didn't teach you that Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever, but they taught you that what Jesus taught had passed away. They taught you lies. They lied to you. They caused you to trust in the arm of the flesh and not in the name of Jesus. They taught you to trust in their intellect and not the name of Jesus. They taught you to trust in their education and not trust in the name of Jesus. They taught you what they brought from their pagan countries, but they taught you not to teach to trust in the name of Jesus. America, America, you have been deceived. You love those that hated God, and you invite them to your land. You made provision for them to come, violating your own laws. But your wickedness sought that they would come and speak to you their lies, their pagan teachings, their pagan ways. But you wanted that. You bought their daughters. You bought their sons. You went after their pagan ways, their pagan teachings, and their sons and their daughters. And you turned from trusting in the name of Jesus. In that name. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I recall when I was a young boy, maybe I heard my mother who is in heaven. Sing this song. I think it's a Gaither rendition. And America turn to this name. The name of Jesus. I do not apologize for my tears. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because he knew not the time, because they knew not the time of their visitation. Jesus is visiting America once again. I think the name of this song is Jesus, the sweetest name I know. God bless you, America. I am not leaving. I'll stay here with this gospel of Jesus Christ. Love you. Good night.